Welcome to today's program. Today we will talk about the word I. The concept of I is a simple expression through which everyone knows what is being talked about. But if we analyze this concept more deeply, we notice that not everyone identifies himself in the same way. If we ask someone what is intended with I, this person will certainly present us with a wide range of things, for example, his body, his sex, his name, his profession, his social functions, his relationships, his financial situation, his ideology, his political tendency, his religion, his race, his family, his opinions, and so on and so forth. If we observe this more accurately, we notice that this is a way of identifying ourselves on the basis of our experience and what we possess. The development of conscience means that the level of being, of conscience, of love, of our inner space, various ways of saying the same thing, occupies the main place in our way of identifying ourselves. If we do not have the knowledge of our being, of our consciousness, we do not have a basis. Thus, life worries us. Everything is a fight because our identity is always in danger. We identify ourselves on the basis of our experience. we are in contact with the world through our sensory perceptions. Each experience has three aspects. First, consciousness. Second, sensory perception. Third, the external or internal objects of our attention, of our perception. Our identification should be our consciousness, but usually consciousness escapes our attention. Everything we observe belongs to the objects of our perception. Furthermore, our thoughts emerge from our consciousness, but we, our consciousness, are the silent witnesses of our thoughts and our emotions. A person who does not know his consciousness has a distorted identification. His basis is lacking. He identifies himself and remains involved only on the outside with the changing contents of his mind. Meditation and love give us the possibility of experimenting our consciousness. If we say we experiment our consciousness, we touch the limits of our language, because in the end, we cannot really experiment our consciousness, we can only be. However we wish to express it, language is never enough. Everything you can experiment is not really you, because you are a witness, not experience. This is easily said, but think about it nevertheless. If you really comprehend this statement, it means a transformation of our life at 100%. From morning until evening, we experiment the continuous inner dialogue of our mind. The tragic mistake we make is that we identify ourselves and get stuck in the changing contents of our mind. This mistake is really tragic, because it imprisons us in our momentary film. This makes us small. This erroneous identification is the basis of all our troubles. I will show you a picture. The ocean and the waves. There are infinite waves in the ocean, and each one of them says, whispers and screams, me, me, me. There are powerful waves, big and small, but also insignificant ones. All waves have their own uniqueness. Each wave has its high and low. Some waves feel threatened by other waves. They whisper, why do you come so close to me? Others murmur, why are you so far from me? Waves like racing, turning over, and making foam. But they are also scared and of breaking against a cliff or of dying out on a beach. Only the waves that at least once have experimented tranquility, when there is no breath of wind and the sea is completely flat, always know and forever will that, now I show myself as a wave. But my true nature is the ocean. I am the ocean. I am the ocean in all its greatness and depth. This new identity makes the waves happy and gives them enormous security. They lose their fear and can thus totally experiment all the phases of their infinite changing being. They try to share joy, love, compassion and sympathy with the other waves. You are not only this small wave, you are the ocean. The ocean is your true greatness. Experiment your true nature when the sea is calm. This gives you the possibility of recognizing your own greatness and beauty. Don't be scared. Tranquility lasts only a short while. When the wind rises, your being, a wave, proceeds in all its phases, but with a new consciousness. However, most waves do not recognize the value of the calm sea. They are actually scared of it, and they are scared of getting lost. Meditation is like the experience of the most perfectly calm sea. Crying and laughter carry on, but the main experience stays within you, and no one and nothing can ever take it from you. Love, joy, participation, sympathy, strength and peace grow within you. You become free. We cannot illuminate the sun with a torch. We cannot comprehend concepts of immensity with our mind. Thoughts like space and time, life and death, cannot be comprehended totally. They go beyond our power of comprehension. Our picture of the world is always a representation, a map, a necessity of orienting our mind. So it's certain that our concepts are limited and therefore also partially distorted. More important than the definition of yourself is the experience you make with yourself. You know your mind through the continuous listening to your inner dialogues, words that form constantly, and you continually pay attention to them. But you are not your thoughts, your concepts, your opinions that you listen to from morning to evening. You are not what you listen to, but the person who listens. You are not what you see, but the person who sees. You are not the changing contents of your mind, but you are pure consciousness, the silent witness. If you close your eyes and get to the heart of your silence, you will feel your silence, your pure consciousness, your being as saint, as divine. This experience is completely independent from any kind of belief or concept that you may have, as atheist, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Hinduist, etc. So once again, because this is really important, you are not the changing content of your mind. You are not your inner dialogue. You are not your thoughts. You aren't your emotions. You are the person who makes this experience. You are pure consciousness. Your being a witness. All this is said easily and quickly, but in order to lose these erroneous identifications forever is the task of a lifetime. I can help you with your first steps, because I know these erroneous identifications so well. But in order to achieve this vision, you will need a great master, an accomplished one, someone who has reached this state of consciousness himself. And it is your job to find your master. This is something I can help you with. With all my heart, I wish you to recognize the beauty, greatness, and strength of your inner nature. I wish your feelings, thoughts, and actions to be on the same wavelength as your fundamental goodness. I wish you to have complete confidence in your fundamental goodness. I wish you lots of love, and that you may learn to fill your own being with joy. I wish you to be happy for no particular reason. Today, we will sing the mantra La ilaha il Allah. This is a mantra of the Islamic tradition. The master Sufi, Vilayat Inayat Khan, has explained its meaning to me. It means, nothing is, only God is. I am nothing, I am in God. The mantra is short, and you can chant it easily and fully. This mantra too has been recorded at home. At the end of the chant, we will keep our eyes closed. Now we will chant La ilaha il Allah.
La ilaha illallah. uomini.
Insieme, la, 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 la.
Now we will meditate. Observe the silence. Observe your breathing. How it goes in and how it goes out. How it goes in and how it goes out. How it goes in and how it goes out. Do not pay attention to your thoughts, but try to focus on your breathing. You will slip into deeper spaces of silence. Remain in this silence for approximately 10 to 20 minutes.
Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Shivaya, Om Namah 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 Shivaya. 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 Shivaya. Om Namah 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 Shivaya. Om.